This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. A deadly serious game in Tripoli. Where in the world is Muammar Gaddafi?
Why would you allow for this to happen? How can you let Tripoli, which was beautiful and safe, how can you allow for it to be a place of destruction? This should not happen.
Gaddafi sent this audio message to his supporters yesterday, but gave no clues as to his whereabouts.
Gaddafi vowed never to leave Libya, and at this point the rebels may be hoping he was telling the truth, because if he's not in Tripoli, that where's Gaddafi game gets exponentially harder. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 23rd.
It's all over except for the victory there in Tripoli and Libya. A surprise appearance last night, altering the rebel narrative of a lightning victory in Tripoli.
We are here. This is our country. This is our country. This is our people. And we live here and we die here. And we are going to win.
It's the voice of Saif Gaddafi, the son and heir apparent to the Libyan leader, a day after the rebels said they had arrested him. He turned up in a government vehicle, spoke to foreign reporters at a Tripoli hotel.
The people are with us. That's why we are going to win. Look at them. Look at them in the seas, everywhere.
Saif Gaddafi's reappearance is a blow to the credibility of rebel leaders at the very least, and comes just hours after another of Gaddafi's sons escaped house arrest.
Tripoli is a city in nervous limbo this morning. That's the sound of fierce gun battles in one neighborhood. It's replaced by scenes of jubilation in the neighborhood just next door. According to reports, the rebels appear to control a majority of the city. But this morning, forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi have mounted a street-by-street fight to regain control of the capital. They've attacked rebel supply lines with heavy weapons and mortar fire, forcing the rebels to retreat from several neighborhoods. This rebel fighter says they're taking heavy casualties.
There's many fighting between us. There's actually many shoot between us and many die from us. From our people.
Another fighter calls on Gaddafi to give up the fight for the sake of the Libyans.
We want to go with less blood, bleeding, no more blood. It's been enough blood going in this country.
This morning, explosions are once again being heard at the compound where Gaddafi's believed to be hiding.
Speaking yesterday from his vacation spot in Martha's Vineyard, President Obama described what he believes is the end game in Libya.
The Gaddafi regime is coming to an end. And the future of Libya is in the hands of its people.
We'll talk about one among many obstacles to a clean regime change in Libya, finding a missing Colonel Gaddafi. That's coming up. The other big story this morning, Hurricane Irene, now at Category 2. It's hitting the Dominican Republic with winds of up to 100 miles an hour. Here's forecaster Stacy Stewart.
It's anticipated to remain over water. And once it gets into the Bahamas, and especially between the Bahamas and Florida, where the water is very warm, it would not be at all surprising if Irene does not go on and strengthen into a major hurricane.
Irene now predicted to become a Category 4 hurricane later this week, on track to brush the coast of Florida and make landfall in South Carolina by the weekend.
The president of Standard & Poor's says he'll resign at the end of the year. The credit rating agency has been under fire since his historic downgrade of the U.S. credit last month. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 10,986, the S&P at 1,123, the NASDAQ at 2054. We're going to talk about Chinese adoptees who, for the first time, are being allowed to go back to China and get a look at the culture and the homeland that they did not experience. Also, a broader look at what happens next in Libya. And what do you think? Should the United States be involved in the reconstruction of that government?
This is Kevin from Boston, Massachusetts. The United States, we don't have to worry about being in Libya. We're going to have all our oil companies there. They'll take care of it for us.
8778MyTake. You can post your comment at thetakeaway.org. First, though, where is Muammar Gaddafi and who has the jurisdiction to hunt him down once the Battle of Tripoli is finally over? It's a tricky question, and we'll talk more in just a few minutes.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.